the very latest from Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. It's that time of year. It's Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. The company is rolling out updates to Siri, Apple Music, Apple Watch, iOS 10, iPhones, iPads, a new Mac operating system, and so much more. Let's get the very latest from WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
So in covering this live on WSJD, you started off by asking the main question, I think, on a lot of people's mind, is the company, because, you know, the company did see its big decline in revenue 13 years.
Right. First time in 13 years. I mean, just pause there. The first time in more than a decade that revenue declined.
It's been on quite a roll, you know, and now that kind of came to a screeching halt.
Right.
So that leaves us with the big question, are Apple's best days behind it?
No, it's a valid question.
And Tim Cook, I know, took the stage bright and early. Mm-hmm. What did he have to say about the matter?
Well, you know, Apple did what it always does. It was a jam-packed two-hour event where the company went over just an endless array of updates to its software. Some of them were important. Some of them was hard to tell how important it was. A lot of it looked like catching up to competitors.
Right,
and there was
right.
a lot of cheering. So, you know, it's a feel-good affair. And there was some good stuff in there. But whether it means the company's best days are forward behind, I don't think you can judge it based on a two-hour keynote about software.
Right, right. And hitting upon what you said about catching up to competitors, you know, Siri, obviously, that's a huge aspect of Apple and the whole, you know, mm-hmm. the whole machine that it is. It needs to kind of catch up to competitors in regards to Amazon and Google, it feels like.
Desperately.
You know
desperately.
What I mean? What's on the horizon there, if anything, or if anything that was hinted at this conference?
Sure. Well, the biggest news is that Apple is going to open up Siri. It's going to allow Siri to be used by third-party apps. Meaning apps that aren't made by Apple.
Right. Finally, a lot of folks
are
saying.
Well, you know, you almost forget that when Apple bought the company that had Siri. We're talking about back in 2011. And that was the big rollout in the iPhone. I believe it was the 4 or the 4S. I can't remember right now, but I think it was the 4S has for Siri. And so, you know, that was kind of shocking. I was like, wow, I could talk to my phone and get answers back. And that was, you know, 5 years ago. And since then, I'm not sure what else they've done with it that people would be able to, that the average user, the normal, as I like to call them, the normals, would be able to tell. And meantime, you can stick an Echo on your desk and have all sorts of things happen. So Apple kind of got past there.
Let's talk about the new iOS system and what's brewing on that front.
Okay. No, it's a good question. And we should start with mobile because it's probably the most important. You know, for starters, what you just brought up, is that Siri is being open to third-party developers. So that was probably the biggest piece of iOS. But after that, it gets very much into catch-up mode with what you see in a lot of other, say, messaging apps or on Android. And we can quickly run through some of the highlights. You know, I think the one that people seem to appreciate the most was the update to messaging.
Mm.
So, you know, iMessage, which is really the text message on you know you use on your iPhone,
sure.
Apple called it, Craig Federighi called it the most used app, Apple's most used app. And that's right. But when you compare it to a WhatsApp or a WeChat or all these other messaging apps, you know, Facebook's Messenger, you know, it kind of pales in terms of feature set. Now, most people, you know, there are some people who aren't going to care. They just want to text people. But a lot of people like to add effects and stickers and really actually just video that plays in line, like all
right.
sorts of things, richer experiences there, which kind of matters. Because I think it was one of our tech columnists, either Jeff Fowler or Joanna Stern, had called iMessage, it's kind of like Apple's own social networking service. And that actually makes sense because, you know, you can only talk to other people using iMessage. So it is kind
That's
of
a good
like,
way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, so in that sense, it was pretty bare bones. So what they've done is they've added all these effects to make, emoji bigger, and you can replace words with emoji, and there's a lot of predictive stuff going on there. So it's actually now a much more robust client, or will be. But a lot of that was catching up to what is already out there.
It seems to be a theme that's happening, as you hinted at the very start. Anything else coming up on the iOS front that we should, you know, make ourselves aware of?
Sure. There are two things that are probably worth talking about. One is the changes to notifications in iOS. So, you know, notifications on your iPhone. The other one is Apple Music. And I think we could probably start with notifications.
Okay.
What I found interesting is sort of a security aspect of it. And it's really an open question now that we have to find out from Apple how it's going to work.
Right.
But basically, if you just pick your phone up off the table, that act of moving it wakes the phone up and shows you your lock screen of notifications. That's pretty cool. I don't have to hit a button to get it happening. What I'm curious about is how these notifications on the lock screen now work, because according, from what Apple showed, you can do a lot more from that lock screen. You can look at a video. You can answer a message. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
And the thing that popped into my head was I lock my phone for a reason. I don't want my kids to wander by, pick it up and see, some dumb joke from my brother or something. There's all sorts of things that you put behind your lock for a reason. So the more you allow to happen on the lock screen, it does raise questions about how Apple's going to keep security there. Could be as simple as you get to choose what you're able to do on your lock screen or not,
mm-hmm.
right? Comfort level. But I think that's an open question. So that, to me, was one of the more interesting sort of nifty things.
Yeah, that's
that
different. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
The other thing was Apple Music. Apple pretty much said we got it wrong. They'll never say it on stage.
Interesting.
But looking at
in
how
so
they...
Words, though,
yeah,
right?
In so many words. Yeah, in so many words. And in so many screenshots that they showed, the design is completely different. I mean, much nicer to look at. More white space, more album art. Just the biggest knock against Apple Music was how convoluted it was. And that is changing. So that was one nice thing there. And the other nice thing about the Apple Music segment during the presentation is Apple kind of has a rock star executive there who came up on stage, who I think was probably the best part of the event. And her name was Bassama St. John. And she got up on stage and she introduced Apple Music and the changes and how it's more like Spotify now.
Uh-huh.
Just really totally comfortable on stage and kind of awesome, kind of a rock star. So somebody hopefully we'll see more of at Apple. She was, people should check out the live event. And she had basically, if you can get an entire theater of coding developers to clap along and to Rapper's Delight, you've probably done something special. And she did that.
Very cool. And I know a lot of users will probably appreciate that. I recently got an Apple TV and
nice.
I'm liking it, mm-hmm. but I want to like it more.
Right.
Will
right.
I be able to do that soon?
Well, Apple TV is a love or hate kind of thing. One thing it's going to do much better is something called single sign-on, which anyone who has an Apple TV who has tried to flip between, say, Netflix or another app
mm-hmm.
and has to signing in on the Apple TV, no matter what device you're using, whether you're trying to use the whatever interface, it's just painful, right? And so being able to sign in once to be able to access a bunch of different apps, TV type apps, is going to be such a relief.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and go, wow, how come this wasn't there from the start? So if you want to jump between Game of Thrones on HBO Now, and I hope that one's supported because I just said that. If you want to jump between the HBO app to your Netflix app to your watch, CBS or whatever, one sign on to get it all done will be more like flipping stations. And so that's kind of important.
Good.
You hate the roadblock. If I'm going to go, I'm going to watch. I got to put in a username and password. Do I even remember it?
Yeah, especially these days, a lot of us rely on the sign-ins of various friends and loved ones. not me.
No, of course not. No.
But so I just want to cap it off with, the Mac.
Okay.
The Alpha, the Omega,
right.
The beginning, the end.
Right.
What's new on that front?
The granddaddy, right. So, well, the probably the most in-your-face change is going to be the fact that they changed the name of it, to which is something, people who love Apple will love the fact that they have a new name and that they call it Mac OS and OS X is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the sort of biggest enhancement people will recognize is that they're bringing Siri to the Mac. And so that's kind of an important thing.
That's huge.
It's really unifying for all of Apple services. And they're really trying the one thing Apple can do that others won't have as much of an advantage with is being able to unify the ecosystem of devices. Whether I go from my Mac to my watch to my iPhone to my iPad you know, to one day maybe the car or whatever, I can have a shared experience among all those things. And that's sort of what they're driving toward. And so bringing Siri to the desktop will just brings that digital assistant, makes that experience seem kind of one. There are a couple of new features that are nifty.